It's super tonight again. Thank you very much. Those are all lovely pieces. And again, you sang them so, so well. Okay. Now, before we start to think about the name about Jesus tonight, can anybody tell me, what was the name we said this morning about Jesus was called? Jesus says, I am the... What were we thinking about this morning?
Yes.
I am the gate. I am the gate or the door. And she reminded us, to get into the sheep pen, to be part of Jesus' family, we have to enter in through Jesus, trusting in Him. It's a gate that shows us that Jesus protects us, and it's a gate that shows us that through Jesus we're fed. And tonight we're going to be thinking about this next saying of Jesus, which is, I am the good shepherd. Now, could somebody tell me, what does a shepherd look after? What does a shepherd look after?
Sheep.
Sheep, that's right. A shepherd looks after the sheep, and a shepherd will go and he'll care for them and make sure they're fed and look after them day by day. And we see a shepherd up on the screen there. Well, and Jesus says that he is like a shepherd, and not just like any shepherd, he is a good shepherd. He's really kind, really caring. And as we think of Jesus as a good shepherd, the first thing we want to see is that the good shepherd saves his sheep. He rescues them. Years ago, when sheep were way out there in the countryside, they would get into trouble. Maybe they'd fall off a wee bit of a cliff or fall down a hole or get stuck in a hedge somewhere and they'd be in real trouble and the shepherd would come and free them. That is to rescue them or to save them. To save someone is to take someone when they're in trouble and bring them out of that trouble and so that they're nice and safe. And Jesus says he's like a shepherd. He rescues. He saves his people when they're in trouble. And when we go through life, boys and girls, that's really good. When you're in trouble and scared, you can turn to Jesus. And Jesus is the one who will help us. But Jesus doesn't just rescue us from the things in this world which are bad. Jesus rescues us from sin. And Jesus rescues us from sin by doing what? What has Jesus done to rescue us from sin? Dying on the cross. That's right, Grace. Jesus dies on the cross. And you know something? Do you think it's sad, boys and girls, that Jesus died on the cross? Those evil people grabbed hold of him and beat him and whipped him and put nails through his wrist and put him on the cross. Is that sad? It's very sad, isn't it? It's a very sad story that people are so bad to do that. But this is what Jesus said. Jesus says, people aren't going to make me lay down my life. I'm going to do it willingly. Because this was part of Jesus' plan. This is why Jesus came into this world. It was to die on the cross. And Jesus, I choose to lay my life down and I choose to lift up again. And he was going to do that to rescue boys and girls like you so that you could be saved from your sin. Now think about that, boys and girls. Think about this. Think of his shepherd who says, I will die to rescue you from your sin. Isn't that wonderful? That he loves you so much that he would choose to go to the cross because the only way you can be rescued. So he's a good shepherd who saves his sheep. The second thing is that he's a good shepherd who then cares for his sheep. Jesus says, a wolf may come to the sheep. You imagine a great big wolf. It's like a really, really angry dog. Can be very, very scary and will come and attack the sheep and bite the sheep and even kill the sheep. And Jesus says, when a man is paid to look after the sheep, he doesn't own the sheep, but he's just a hired man. He's paid a bit of money. This is his job, to look after the sheep. And the wolf comes and starts to bite the sheep. This man will run away. He's just paid to look after the sheep. Doesn't care for them. But he says, Jesus, I am the good shepherd. I love my sheep. I will not run away. And boys and girls, that reminds us that when trouble comes, Jesus is one who will stay there. Now remember, Jesus came into this world and he came to teach people. And when Jesus went to Jerusalem to teach people, many of the people there hated him. They really hated him. And they said nasty things and tried to hurt him. And Jesus left Jerusalem. But guess what, boys and girls? He went back to Jerusalem again, even though people would be nasty to him, even though he knew they would nail him to the cross, because he cares for his sheep so much. Boys and girls, just before Jesus died, he was in the garden. That night before he died, he's in the garden called Gethsemane. and he was thinking about dying on the cross the next day. And he didn't really want to suffer. Nobody wants to suffer. Do you want to be hurt and to suffer? No. And Jesus didn't want to be hurt. But Jesus prayed to the Father, if there's another way to rescue these people, do it. But if there's no other way, not what I want, but what you want. And Jesus there in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was so sad, he was so upset, but he says he would go to the cross to rescue you and me because he really cares for the sheep. Boys and girls, never doubt that. Listen, if you come and trust in Jesus, he is someone who loves you so, so much. He always will love you. And if you are a boy and girl and you're going through something and you're scared or frightened or hurt, think of the cross. Think of Jesus dying there. Is that someone who loves you? Of course it is. He loves you so much. The third thing about Jesus as a shepherd is that he's the good shepherd keeps his sheep. Jesus said that no one can pluck his sheep out of his hand. Nobody can take one of his sheep away from him. He will keep his sheep safe, not just for a little while, but forever. Jesus tells the story of a shepherd. He tells the story of a shepherd who had 100 sheep and he was busy counting the sheep. I have a picture of boys up there, and he was counting the sheep. And he's counting his 100 sheep and he's going 97, 98, 99. Oh, one missing. And he maybe started and counted them all over again, but he only got to 99 and there was one missing. And the shepherd goes and he searches for the sheep. He goes to look to see where the missing sheep is. And then he finds the missing sheep and he puts it on his shoulders and he brings it back. And he's so happy because the little sheep that has wandered away, he was brought back. Boys and girls, I became a Christian when I was 12. Just a wee bit older. Near the age of some of the older boys and girls. I've been a Christian now for 27 years. Do you know why I'm still a Christian? And haven't stopped being a Christian? It's because Jesus has kept me. There are times, boys and girls, I thought, I don't want to be a Christian. It's hard being a Christian. And I'd almost give up being a Christian. But Jesus keeps bringing me back. He won't let go of me because I'm his sheep and he loves me so much. He won't let go. He holds us. He keeps us. And if you have come to trust in Jesus, really trusted him, he will keep hold of you. He'll not let you go. He'll keep you all the way to heaven. He's so wonderful. You know, I have a wee daughter called Johanna. And Johanna likes to walk, and sometimes when we're walking along, maybe somewhere dangerous, and I'll take little Johanna by the hand. Now, she thinks she's holding my hand, but she's not really holding my hand. I'm holding her hand. And even though she's very small and weak, and times she might go to fall, do I let go? My strong hand will keep her. Times she wants to run away, I'll not let go because I'm holding her and she'll never get away from me. I'll protect her. I'll keep her safe. And that's what Jesus does. He's got really big loving hands. He holds us, keeps us by his side, keeps us safe so we don't get into harm. So, he's a good shepherd who saves his sheep. He's a good shepherd who indeed cares for his sheep. He's a good shepherd who indeed keeps his sheep. And finally, he's a good shepherd who calls his sheep. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Boys and girls, the Bible says there are two types of people in this world. There are sheep, those who belong to Jesus, and there are goats, those who don't belong to Jesus. Now I wonder, boys and girls tonight, which are you here tonight? Are you a sheep or are you a goat? Do you belong to Jesus or do you not belong to Jesus? How do you know if you belong to Jesus? Well, what does it say? Jesus calls his sheep. You know you belong to Jesus if you've heard his voice, if you've heard Jesus through the Bible saying, follow me, trust in me, let me take away your sin, and you've come and asked Jesus to be your Savior and take away your sin. if you have listened to Jesus' call, then you're a sheep. You belong to him. And he will never, never let you go. A shepherd in Israel, he would have led his sheep. His sheep would have, he would have went and he would have walked in front, and the sheep would follow him, and he would call them, and the sheep would walk behind him. And the boy and girl who belongs to Jesus isn't just a boy or girl who once said, "Jesus, I want to trust in you and you to take away my sin," and did that once. A boy and girl who belongs to Jesus keeps listening to Jesus. You read the Bible. You live your life to obey what the Bible says. You listen in Sunday school. You listen in GB and BB. You listen in church. Why do you listen? Because you're a sheep. You're not a goat. You're a sheep who follows Jesus, the Good Shepherd. So boys and girls, who are you tonight? Are you a sheep? Do you belong to Jesus' family? Have you asked Jesus to be your Savior, take away your sin and take over your life? Or are you a wee goat who says, "No, Jesus, I'm going my own way. I'm going to do my own thing." Are you a sheep or are you a goat? What have we learned tonight about the Good Shepherd? He saves the sheep. He cares for the sheep. He keeps the sheep. He calls the sheep. Boys and girls, I hope you've answered Jesus' call. Let's pray together. Let's close our eyes. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for your word and this lovely picture that Jesus gives us of him being the Good Shepherd. A loving, caring shepherd. Not a shepherd who will run away when trouble comes, but a shepherd who will look after his little sheep, his little lambs. And dear Father, I just pray that tonight, that every boy and girl here will listen to the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. That they will be one of his little sheep. That they will follow him. That they will come to him for salvation. And all the days of their life, that Jesus will keep them walking after him. Father, help them, we pray, and help mums and dads to lead these boys and girls so that there will be little sheep belonging to Jesus. And for any mums and dads or grannies and grandas here who are not sheep as yet themselves because they haven't come to Jesus for salvation, grant that even tonight would be a wonderful night of rejoicing. In Jesus' name, amen. Boys and girls, thank you very much. You listened so well. We're going to sing our final hymn, which is hymn 668. "Loving Shepherd of thy sheep, keep me, Lord, in safety keep."